Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Jasmine returning your missed call. Good morning. How are you today?
From First Family Home Care.
Family First Home Care, yes, sir.
Yes, I'm calling. I'm an attendant, and I have two consumers. I was looking to find another company for my consumers.
Okay. And what county does your participants reside in?
Philadelphia.
Okay. And the first patient, give me their first and last name.
Aurelia Douglas.
How do you spell Aurelia?
Aurelia.
I love that. Aurelia. Okay. And Douglas, Douglas?
Yes.
And date of birth, Miss Aurelia?
I do not have that on hand right now. Right now, I'm at my other client house.
So let's get the client you have right now. Okay, that's going to be the second client. What's their name?
Gregory Benny.
And how do you spell the last name, sir?
Hold on. D-E-N-N-Y.
D-E-N-N-Y. So that's David, Eric, Nancy, Nancy, Yellow, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And date of birth?
One minute.
Take your time.
Mr. Denny. Mr. Denny, I don't mean to wake you up, but what's your date of birth?
2/11/50.
2/11/50?
Yeah.
Hello?
You said February 11th, 1950?
Yes.
He's going to have a birthday soon. Well, no, he just had a birthday.
Yeah,
actually.
He just had a birthday.
I was about to say, wait, we're in March already. All right, good. All right, his address.
What's this? Sydney Avenue. East Sydney Street.
So that got 1231 East Sydney Street?
Yes.
That's Philadelphia, PA zip code?
Yes. One 9150.
A good number to reach, Mr. Gregory?
267 257-9140.
Okay, let me check to see if he has active waiver. And would you happen to know his insurance? If it's through Keystone, AmeriHealth, UPMC?
No. Okay. I will have to wake him up and ask him for that.
Okay. 1 second. All right, what's your name?
Omar Blakely.
Omar, O-M-A-R?
Yes.
And it's Blakely, B-L?
A-K-E-L-Y.
And a good number to reach you, sir?
267-730-9871.
Okay. Now I just need you to write down some of our information. When Mr. Gregory wakes up, you're going to have him call his service coordinator. Let the service coordinator know that he wants to transfer his services and then give them the information that you're going to write down now. So by the time we reach out to the service coordinator, she knows exactly what's happening, okay?
Okay, give me a minute.
Take your time, sir. Just let me know when you're ready. I'm going to be submitting the referral, putting in all the information.
Okay. I'm ready.
So my name is Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And I can be reached directly at 267-551-7410. You're going to have Gregory call me later on when he wakes up, and I can assist him calling the service coordinator with him, okay?
Okay.
And then the agency's phone number is the same I just gave you, but ends in 00. So 267-551-7410.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Omar?
Okay. Yes.
And then when will you be with Ms. Aurelia next?
Well, I'm scheduled for her on the weekends.
Okay.
But I can stop by any day and get this matter done.
Do you want to call her so like that you don't have to stop by or wait till the weekend?
Yes, I can call her.
Right, so I'm going to tell you what I need, okay? I'm just going to need her date of birth, a phone number, and her address for right now. That's all we need.
Date of birth, address.
Date of birth, phone number, address. Then I can find her with everything else. And the spelling of her first and last name. I know you gave it to me, but just so you can have it as well so we can make sure it's exact.
And she's about to move. Do the recent address?
No, what we will do is we'll keep her current address as it is. Once she's in her new place, you're going to call me back, Jasmine. We have to change addresses.
Okay.
You want to leave everything as is. Okay? Because her insurance is all going to reflect the current address that she's in. We don't want to mess with that. Only up when she's already moved into her home, and then we could change the address on our end, and we'll also call her insurance and let them know she's moved.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Hello, Mr. Omar. Welcome to Family First, okay? Call me with Aurelia's information. I'm going to be submitting Gregory's information now.
Okay.
Do you know how many hours you're doing for Gregory a week?
I do 16.
You do 16 hours a day or a week?
A week.
Say 16 hours a week. And for Ms. Aurelia?
She's willing to change her hours, but right now I'm doing 13 hours a week.
Okay. And Gregory needs, because I'm going to be putting in this request, does he need more time on his care plan? Or he has
yes.
with another, okay?
He has two other consumers.
So you're only rolling over your 16 hours.
Well, they have to do something.
Are we going to do the whole care plan?
I'm asking.
Okay.
But I don't know what his I don't know what his other client is going to be.
Client or caregiver?
I mean his age, his other caregiver. Okay. His other caregiver,
okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. All right, so just get me Aurelia's information. I'm going to work on Gregory's, and if you like, you can call her, find out the information, and then just let me know. So by the time we call the service coordinator, we'll know exactly what to tell them.
Okay. I'm sorry, can I have that name again? Family First?
Family First Care.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Welcome to Family First. Okay, call me once he's up so we can call the service coordinator, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.